Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we have Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Vice President says education must be based on future needs. The Indonesian National Military is asked to detect unconstitutional actions regarding elections. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla said at a national seminar themed Format of Education to Enhance National Competitiveness at Yogyakarta State University, UNY, that education must be developed based on future needs. He said education must always be based on the future, otherwise it will turn into a museum. The Vice President then explained the clear differences between universities as educational institutions and museums. Although both are tools for learning, the orientation is different. Colleagues look forward, museums look back. If universities do not look forward, they will become museums. The Indonesian National Military Commander, Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, asked his soldiers to detect all unconstitutional actions relating to the election. According to him, unconstitutional actions have the potential to be a threat to the unity and integrity of the nation. The commander invites his soldiers, along with the entire community and components of the nation, to keep the democratic festivity running so that it is peaceful, safe, and smooth, so that national security, order, stability, and peace in the community will be realized. As quoted by Antara, Hadi Cahyanto in his press statement on Saturday, May 4th, emphasized that the Indonesian National Military maintained its commitment to remain neutral in the election. The East Java Chamber of Commerce and Industry continues to strengthen the vocational education system in the local area by cooperating with German institutions, namely Industry and Handelskammer Trier, Indonesian German Economic Association, and international companies owned by the German federal government, GIZ, or Technical and Vocational Training Institutions. As written by Antara, chairperson of the East Java Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti, in his press statement in Surabaya on Saturday, May 4th, said this cooperation was to find a formula for the concept of vocational education and support the Ministry of Industry, which was focusing on launching the vocational education program. According to Lanyala, in collaboration with the Master Trainer Training, Indonesia will formulate a concept based on German standards for workplace trainers and Asian workplace trainer standards. Until 2019, it is targeted that 355 industries will be able to engage and develop 1,775 vocational high schools in implementing vocational education programs. Consumers in Singapore and Malaysia have been increasingly demanding live mangrove crabs exported directly from Maluku following its first export on January 12, 2019, which amounted to 1.1 tons. The head of the Maluku Trade and Industry Agency, Alvis Patiselano, in Ambon on Saturday, May 4th, said the demand for live mangrove crabs was seen from January to early May 2019. He referred to the last live mangrove crab export on May 4, 2019, which amounted to some 1.45 tons following the 2.04 tons recorded on May 1, 2019. Patiselano said the mangrove crab exports by Yudi Putridesi increasingly contribute to Maluku's regional revenue, PAD, from the marine and fisheries sector. He said this direct export breakthrough was strategic for the economic development of Maluku because previously exports were done through Makassar, South Sulawesi, or Surabaya, East Java. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The price of crude palm oil CPO, palm kernel, and palm oil fresh fruit bunches FFB in Jambi province in the initial week of May 2019 reduced by 131 rupiah per kilogram than the earlier period from 6,546 rupiah to 6,415 rupiah per kilogram. It was remarked by Officer of the Pricing of Palm Oil TBS in Jambi Province, Putri Rainun, in Jambi on Saturday, May 4th. Fluctuations in the pricing of palm CPO and FFB had earlier occurred in the past several periods in line with a decision resulting from an agreement reached between the CPO price formulation team in Jambi and the farmers, palm oil plantation companies, and related parties. Under this agreement, the price of FFB for a 3-year planting edge was set at 1,073 rupiah per kilogram, 4-year planting edge 1,137 rupiah per kilogram, 5-year planting period 1,190 rupiah per kilogram, 6-year planting period 1,240 rupiah per kilogram, and 7-year planting age 1,271 rupiah per kilogram. A consensus was also reached for setting the 8-year planting age at 1,298 rupiah per kilogram, 9-year planting 1,324 rupiah per kilogram, 10 to 20-year planting age at 1,363 rupiah per kilogram, 21 to 24-year planting age 1,320 rupiah per kilogram, and 1,267 rupiah per kilogram for planting age above 25 years. State Airport Operator Angkasa Pura II establishes Halal Park area at Terminal 3 Plaza of Soekarno-Hatta Airport to welcome the Islamic month of Ramadan this year. Angkasa Pura II Director Muhammad Awaludi said the Halal Park is set to support the Experience Ramadan theme in all AP2's airports. The first phase of Halal Park will be opened at the end of May at Terminal 3 Plaza. There will be 40 tenants from various businesses, namely food and beverages, retail, fashion, beauty, state-owned banks, Sharia banks, SME, pawn shops, zakat booths, and even co-working space. He said that the park will not act as a merely shopping area, but also a media to introduce religious values where it houses zakat, infaq, and sodakoh agencies. Awaludin added that Halal Park was the pioneer of the establishment of Halal Lifestyle District at Soekarno-Hatta Airport. There will be 3- and 4-star hotels, function hall, office space, as well as halal and lifestyle retail in the project that is targeted to complete 2021. The last item, the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation ensures that the Yogyakarta International Airport YIA will immediately operate before Eid al-Fitr. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said at least there are 2 airlines that are certain to serve flights to and from Yogyakarta International Airport. As reported by Antara, Minister Budi Karya Sumadi in a press release on Saturday, May 4th, added that the inauguration of Yogyakarta International Airport by President Joko Widodo will be held in mid-May. He hopes with the operation of the airport, it will support Yogyakarta Adi Sucipto Airport, which is currently experiencing excess passenger capacity. At present, the Ministry of Transportation, together with airport managers and related parties, still need time to prepare Yogyakarta International Airport to serve international flight routes. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on President decides to move capital city. Minister of National Development Planning, Head of Bappenas, Bambang Brojonegoro, said President Joko Widodo ensured the Jakarta capital would move outside Jawa. The certainty was announced after a discussion on the new capital at the Presidential Palace, Central Jakarta, on Monday. Bambang Brojonegoro further said that this decision was based on various considerations that had been reviewed by his ministry. First, the new capital city must have a strategic location geographically, which is in the middle of Indonesia's territory. Secondly, the area of land that will become a prospective capital city is sufficient, whether it is owned by the government or state-owned enterprises, because the construction of the capital city require extensive land. Estimates are around 30 to 40,000 hectares. Third, the area must be free from natural disaster or has the least risk, starting from earthquake, volcano, tsunami, floods, erosion, to forest and peatland fires. In addition, adequate water resource must be available and free from environmental pollution. Fourth, to minimize the need for new infrastructure development, the government wants the new capital city to be in a city that has developed enough. It means it has access to mobility or logistics, has airports, ports, and road connections. Fifth, close to the coast. According to Bambang, this is a must because Indonesia's identity is a maritime country, so the capital city should be located not far from the coast, but not necessarily on the beach itself. Six, there is adequate access and service for drinking water, sanitation, electricity, and communication networks. Seventh, has the risk of minimal social conflict and the community has an open culture towards migrants. Because there will be many state civil apparatuses who come to the city to work in the government. Eight, not close to the border with neighboring countries. The aim is to maintain the integrity of countries and territorial territory as a whole. After the review of PTKMK Global Sports Factory 1 in Tangerang, Banten on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo explained the government would examine in details the candidates for the new capital city of the Indonesian government. But President Joko Widodo explained the plan to move the capital city of the government was considered a long-term effort. The president added the government chose to move. The government will also consult with the House of Representatives and a number of community leaders and political figures. He explained that currently the government continues to conduct studies both from a legal, social, and political perspective. That was this week's Spotlight today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with May the 5th, 1949, European Day is formed. European Day is an annual celebration of peace and unity in Europe. There are two separate European days. The 5th of May was set by the European Council and the 9th of May by the European Union. The European Council was formed on May the 5th, 1949 and chose May the 5th as its collaboration day when it was designated a holiday in 1964. While the European Union in 1985 decided to celebrate European Day on the anniversary of the Schuman Declaration on May the 9th, issued on May the 9th, 1950, it planned to merge the French and West German coal and iron industries. I'll switch to May the 5th, 2004. A figure of Indonesian Islamic reformer, Abdul Mukti Ali, dies. Abdul Mukti Ali pioneered liberalism of Islamic thought in the era of modern Indonesia. Abdul Mukti Ali is famous for being very moderate and willing to respect pluralism both in Islamic societies and outside Islam. He also cares deeply about the world of education. The message of Islamic reform that he conveyed have a distinctive style and manner. It contrasts to most other Islamic thinkers and reformers. Mukti Ali introduced liberal Islamic ideas clearly and completely so that they did not cause resistance from those who disagreed with him. He carried out reforms and liberal Islamic ideas that were not provocative and accompanied by solutions. I'll end with May the 5th, 2007. Kenya Airways Flight 507 crashes. Kenya Airways Flight 507 was a flight of Kenya Airways Boeing 737-800 that departed from Douala International Airport in Douala, Cameroon to Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in Nairobi, Kenya. This flight started from Port Bue Airport in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, but stopped at Douala to pick up a number of passengers. The aircraft allegedly crashed near the town of Lolodorf, about 160 kilometers southeast of the coastal city of Douala, southern Cameroon, on May 5, 2007, with 105 passengers and 9 crew members. All died. No one survived this disaster. Kenya Airways said that the passengers were from 26 countries. Well, that was today in history from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dmitry Elagin in Russia. In his email, Mr. Dmitry Elagin complains because his emails are not replied yet. He saw stable presence of signal, but audio rolled in noise. Hello, Mr. Dmitry Elagin. We are really sorry for your inconveniences on our broadcast. We will forward your email to our management. And as information, our broadcast can also be monitored through website www.voinews.id. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Takkan pernah habis air mataku bila ku ingat tentang dirimu. Mungkin hanya kau yang tahu mengapa sampai saat ini ku masih sendiri. Adakah di sana kau rindu padaku, meski kita kini ada di dunia berbeda. Bila masih mungkin waktu ku putar dan ku tunggu dirimu, biarlah ku simpan sampai nanti aku kan ada di sana. Tenanglah dirimu dalam kedamaian, ingatlah cintaku. Kau tak terlihat lagi, namun cintamu abadi. Adakah di sana kau rindu padaku, kita kini ada di dunia berbeda. Bila masih mungkin waktu ku putar, ku tunggu dirimu. Biarlah ku simpan sampai nanti aku kan ada di sana. Cintaku, kau tak terlihat lagi, namun cintamu abadi. Oh.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is on PBSI evaluates athletes for Tokyo Olympics 2020. Executive Board of the Indonesian Badminton Association will soon evaluate athletes of the National Training Center so that they can pass into the Tokyo Olympics 2020 qualification. Head of Development and Achievement at the PBSI, Susi Susanti, in Kudus, Central Java, last Monday, April 29th, said the performance of Indonesian badminton athletes so far has not met the expectation. Unlike in the previous year when Indonesia won plenty of achievements. Such condition was experienced by Indonesian men's doubles players who are also world's first-ranked badminton pair Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fendi Gideon, who lost from Japanese pair Hiroyuki Endo and Yuta Yatanabe on the final round of the Asian Badminton Championships 2019 in Wuhan, China on Sunday, April 28. According to Susi, the Indonesia Badminton Association will investigate the factors that affected the failure of Indonesian players. They will search for multiple factors such as the endurance of the athletes, the game strategy applied by their coaches, or the athletes' health condition. Susi called on the athletes to keep improving their performances and sharpen their capabilities in a bid to succeed the 2020 Olympics. Meanwhile, one of Indonesian badminton legends, Christian Hadinata, hoped the athletes will not be easily satisfied by their achievements. Indonesian badminton athletes can maintain their consistency with supporting facilities provided by the association. Christian Hadinata, on the sidelines of PB Jarum's 50th anniversary, said that the condition of the past and present is different. He added that all facilities have been provided, therefore, Indonesian athletes should use the facilities optimally to gain more achievements. Listener, that's My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our regular listener, Michael Lehner in Germany. He was listening to our podcast in German language. In his email, Mr. Michael Lehner said that he has received our KSL card with motif Yogyakarta puppet. Hello, Mr. Michael Lehner. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song.
Masih ada
Voice of Indonesia.
RR was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, Indonesian Wonder today will take you to Bangka Belitung Islands, to be exact Sungai Liat, to visit and enjoy the beauty of Matras Beach. Matras Beach is located in Sinarjaya Village, Sungai Liat, Sub-District Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung Province, or precisely to the northeast of Bangka Island, which has a distance of about 40 kilometers from Pangkal Pinang or 7 kilometers from Sungai Liat City. Matras Beach in Sungai Liat, Bangka is really beautiful with gentle white sand. Characteristically, Matras Beach is almost similar to other beaches in Sungai Liat, Bangka. For instance, it has fine white sand and beautiful beachside arches. But what distinguishes it is Matras Beach of Sungai Liat, Bangka has the most extensive stretch of sand. When you set foot on Matras Beach in Sungai Liat, Bangka, there is about 30 kilometers wide sand stretching in front of you. The coastline of Matras extends up to 3.4 kilometers. This coastline protrudes inward so that it is curved like an arc. The water is beautiful greenish blue. Matras Beach in Sungai Liat, Bangka tourism spot is bordered by a group of large rocks size as big as a car right after the far left and right of this beach. If you go to one end of the beach and climb the group of rocks, you will see some of these beautiful rocks submerged in water. Matras Beach, there is also a natural spring water source which discharges amount of waters that forms a pool. Several streams of water coming out of the pond like a small river or a mini pool formed because the water is held up by rocks surrounding the source of the spring. Children like to play around the pool. Usually they plunge into the pond from one of the rocks that surround it. Indonesian Wonder today featuring Matras Beach in Sungai Liat, Bangka. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Bara Mansa in Brazil. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through frequency 3325 kHz on February 18, 2019 at 1800 hours to 1830 hours UTC with SINPOL 24333. Hello Mr. Bara Mansa, thank you for the reception report on our broadcast. Your email will be forwarded to German section. Thank you. Well, listener, for you, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Apa yang harus aku lakukan untuk membuat kau mencintaiku? Segala upaya telah kulakukan untukmu.
Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today's miscellany is about Youth of Garut held Bakso Aci Festival ahead of Ramadan. A group of creative youth in Garut held Bakso Aci Festival in their city, West Java. This festival was held on May 3rd to 5th, prior to the fasting month for Muslims, known as Ramadan. Festival organizer Dani said so far, various culinary festivals had been held in Garut presenting dodol or a traditional confectionery, coffee, and chocolate. All are popular products from the city. Now, for the first time in Garut and even in Indonesia, a festival featuring bakso aci or tapioca meatball was held. So, what is different from the regular bakso or popular Indonesian meatball? Well, if regular bakso is made of a mixture of meat and tapioca, bakso aci is simply made of tapioca with a more chewy texture. At a glance, bakso aci may taste and look similar to another local food also made of tapioca, namely cimol. Yet, bakso aci gives a different sensation of regular bakso. The serving of bakso aci is not that different from regular meatball. Only, traditionally, it is served along with chicken feet broth. Back to the festival, Danny said the event aimed to introduce bakso aci as a typical food from Garut. He then hoped bakso aci can be a food icon from Garut, besides dodol and coffee, especially since the number of bakso aci lovers have been increasingly lately. Today, instant bakso aci is available, so it can be enjoyed outside Garut and even outside Indonesia. Bakso Aci Festival was joined by many bakso aci sellers in Garut, and they were divided into three categories, namely legendary, unique, and hits. The festival organizer, Chairman Dani, hoped many would support the promotion of bakso aci as a typical food from Garut. That was today's miscellany about Bakso Aci Festival. Interested in sampling this bakso aci or tapioca meatball? Don't wait for another festival. Just go to Garut, West Java. I'm Purisa Firyadela. See you in the next miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2030 hours West Indonesia time, or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and you can enjoy our program. Listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia, and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Purisa Firyadela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Bawa irama cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Masih tertinggal bayanganmu yang telah membekas di relung hatiku. Hujan tanpa henti seolah pertanda cinta tak di sini lagi, kau tak berpaling. Biarkan aku menjaga perasaan ini, oh, menjaga segenap cinta yang telah kau beri. Engkau pergi, aku takkan pergi. Kau menjauh, aku takkan jauh. Sebenarnya diriku masih mengharapkanmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pernah kita lalui semua sendiri, aku melihat diriku terlengkapi. Karena kau ada di sisiku sayang, karena kau menemaniku, wanginya bunga seperti cinta kasih. Cintamu sejukkan diriku, kau bawa aku bahagia, kau bawa aku damai. Ku berlayar dengan kamu di samudra luas biru. Karenamu, wanginya bunga seperti cinta kasih. Cintamu sejukkan diriku, kau bawa aku bahagia, kau bawa aku damai. Ku berlayar dengan kamu samudra luas biru. Perahu berlayar arungi samudra, itulah cinta kita, takkan terhalangkan walau badai gelombang mencoba halangi kita. Ku kan bisa
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Puri Safriadala. See you on the next English program.